Hello, everyone. This is the London, Ontario Real Estate Podcast. This is episode 11. Thanks so much for taking a listen today. We are into the end of July of 2021. Things are really starting to open up out there. It is Rib Fest weekend in London. It is Thursday that I'm recording this on. Just took a walk by. Things are looking great out there. There's lots of amazing smelling food, beer, snacks, everything you can imagine right by Victoria Park. Certainly different than what we've been seeing over the last little while in the London area with all the lockdowns going on. I hope that everyone stays safe out there and has a lot of fun in the next few days. And as we get into August, I hope things keep progressing the way they are, because it looks like we're seeing some light at the end of the tunnel. For today's episode, I really just wanted to give you an update on what I'm seeing in the London area market right now. Things have had a pretty significant shift over the last, say, few weeks, maybe a couple months if you look at it in hindsight, it's always 2020 in those terms. But what I'm noticing is there's less action on properties. So instead of saying, you know, maybe there's 20 offers, 30 offers on some of these homes that we were seeing back in March area, maybe even earlier in this year as well, and on some semi-detached, for example, that I had some experience with. Now you might be seeing maybe one or two. So it looks like activity is slowing. We're not exactly sure why this is. And I think when we see the numbers from July, we might be able to have a bit of an update. You know, detached homes still averaging close to that $600,000 mark in the London area. I think part of it could be that with things opening back up, people may be losing a little bit of focus on real estate, and there's just not that pent-up energy to have to buy a place right away because I can't do anything else but sit in my backyard right now. We saw that a lot with folks that were looking at homes with pools and larger backyards. They just needed a little bit more space because there was really nothing else to do. The other thing that it could be is that with maybe a non-permanent lockdown in places such as the GTA, that was having a huge impact on buyers coming to the London area. And I think that now those folks from the GTA are a little bit less concerned with having to buy immediately. And there's just that less of a frenzy that we were noticing back earlier this year. If we go back to when COVID started, there was almost a freeze of the market that happened in, say, March of last year. And it was concerning to all of us. We didn't really know what was going to happen. There was a lot of listings that came up and that they were canceled. And then when they came up again, there wasn't that much inventory in the market. So those listings were selling quite steep prices. And that climbed and climbed and climbed and climbed. Right now, I'm not seeing it go down in a significant way, but I do think that we should be looking at numbers from several months rather than just looking at what sold on the street in the last few weeks. You know, I'd never recommend anyone do that, but if, you know, John down the street just sold his house for a certain amount and you are going to be listing your house, I think you have to remember that one sale doesn't make a market. And that's what I've been telling my clients, is that we need to have some data across the board. We can't just look at one sale and think, oh, well, if John got that for this house and it's mine's exactly the same, then of course I'm going to get that. Because what I've seen is that sometimes it's just who shows up on offer day. We work really hard to market the property. And, you know, I know when I'm working with my clients, I make sure that I'm setting that bar as high as I possibly can, but I also don't want to overpromise something to them. So we have to look at data, and we need to be able to back that up with actual recent sales. And I don't want just one sale. I'd like to look at several. So if you were in the London market right now looking at listing your property, I would definitely have a chat, and we can kind of give you an idea of what, you know, we think that home is worth based on those comparable sales over time. I would go back at least a year and look at things, where's the trends. And also, I think having someone in the market, so having a real estate professional to work together with this, is really, really important right now, because we're seeing what's happening every single day. And if you read the newspaper, they haven't really quite caught up to this quite yet, I don't think, in the London area. because they're really looking at those general stats over time. I think general stats are interesting to look at, but I think it's what's really important is that we need to look at your particular area, your particular home type, the condition of your home. And of course, you know, sometimes you have to sell quicker than maybe you even like to. Maybe it's a job change, you know, family changes. There's lots of different things that can happen. So what I guess my main point is there is that don't be very, very careful looking at one sale and thinking that's going to make the difference, because the trends may have been progressing upward. But when I was used to getting, say, 20 offers on a property, and that's both on the buying and the listing side for me and my clients over the last year or two, lately, you know, last couple of weeks, I've maybe dealt with some that have had no offers at all and were the only ones at the table. I've been on both the listing and the buying side for that one. Typically, you know, 3 to 5 offers is something that I've been seeing quite a lot of, where I think if we were looking at listing that same home 6 months ago, we might have had something like 25 offers. And is that impacting price? Well, of course it's going to a certain degree. If we can get 3 offers to show up on offer day that are both all serious, that can be a very good situation for a seller still. I think what we don't want to do is we don't want to have expectations that we're always going to be selling over asking price no matter what happens for eternity. And I think that's where you have to be very, very careful when you're pricing your home on the market right now, because we don't want to get into a spot where we have to do a price reduction or we need to, which we are seeing quite a bit of lately, is actually taking a home off the market, losing some precious days to, for example, maybe put laminate in the basement, maybe do some fixes, something, when that stuff should have all been done before you listed the property. The other thing you're seeing is that, for example, if you have a home listed at $499,000, you expected to get $525,000, you didn't get $525,000, then you're relisting that home for $525,000. So would I like to do that? Of course not. I don't think anyone would like to take that approach. Is it going to happen sometimes with a shifting market? Absolutely. But I think taking a more conservative approach with your listing price and realizing that you want to have at least a few sales to back up your data of where you think you're going to end up at the end of the day is very, very, very important right now. What I've seen is if you're listed at the incorrect price, not based on market experience, you can be on the market for a heck of a lot longer, and you can also have to do price reductions, which would put you in a spot where people are thinking, what the heck's wrong with this place? You know, why has it been on the market for 30 plus days when everything else is selling in, you know, approximately 7 days on market in London? The thing that I've done for my clients is I've set up a list of homes that have been on the market for more than 30 days. And I'll be honest, when I set this list up, it was probably last year, I wasn't getting anything on it. I would get maybe an email every month. Now I'm getting an email every other day, every day, sometimes multiple emails in a day. And what that means is that homes are selling around the price that they're actually listed at, maybe even a little bit below. Of course, if you average this all out, there's still definitely, I think the market is trending in the seller's direction, or it's in the seller's direction right now. Where it's going to go in 6 months, though, I don't think anyone has a crystal ball. I think anyone that tells you they do is potentially misleading you. What I think, though, is really, really important is that you figure out where you really want to be with that price, and you be maybe a little bit more conservative than you think you used to be able to. You used to be, it didn't really matter where that price started. You would always end up with, you know, 15, 20 offers in the last little while, as long as you marketed the home properly and priced it properly. Now, if you're ending up with, you know, 3 to 5, maybe even 1, maybe nothing for a few weeks, then of course the buyer has a little bit more say at that table than they ever have before. If you're on the buying side, what I'd still highly, highly recommend is that you make sure that you get your things in order in terms of your conditions before you start looking for a home. So one of the big ones is your financing. I want to make sure that that is rock solid, especially in the market right now. Appraisals have been all over the place. And if you don't have any room to play with, you can get into big trouble with that. Definitely talk to your mortgage professional. I'm not a mortgage professional, but I always will put you in touch with someone who can speak to that. The other thing that I've done recently, and I think it's been really helpful, is to actually do that home inspection in advance of the offer day. I think this becomes increasingly more valuable when you're in a market that you might only have three or four other offers. Because, you know, if you have 25 offers on a home, there's a good chance other folks have done the same thing and you might not be the only one at the table to do that. Recently, I have been the only one with some clients who were, you know, were very smart and diligent about getting those conditions worked out in advance of making an offer. And it just made us successful on offer day, where you want to make sure those conditions are dealt with. You know, there's lots of times I've seen, you know, believe it or not, people will take a offer that's actually at a less amount of money for them as long as you have a clean offer. So remember, price isn't everything when it comes to that offer. You have to deal with your conditions in advance if possible, and it is possible to do so. You always have to realize that there's some risk with not including any conditions. But I'm not saying don't include conditions and don't deal with them at all. What I'm saying is deal with those conditions in advance of making an offer. Used to be we had 5 to 7 business days to deal with those. Now, most of the time we don't. And I think with a changing market, if you're really proactive and you get those things done, you can actually really come out on top and make your offer the most competitive very, very quickly. So that's really all I wanted to mention to all you folks for listening, and I really do appreciate you listening today, is that the market is changing quite quickly. I think general trends are important to think about. They're more interesting to me than anything. I think what's really, though, important is to look at particular numbers and particular neighborhoods and particular home types of what you have to offer or what you're going to be purchasing. I'm always happy to help. I'm always happy to dig in to give you my ideas on a particular area of what I'm seeing in the market. I really work across the city of London, even areas in St. Thomas and around the city of London as well. And I'd love to, you know, share that experience with you and give you a kind of idea of what I'm seeing happening. So please, yeah, send me an email at any time. My email is philbailey@roylepage.ca. This is episode 11 of the London, Ontario Real Estate Podcast. My name is Phil Bailey. I'm a sales representative from Roy LePage Tryland Realty in downtown London, Ontario. This is July of 2021, and I hope you all have a wonderful weekend ahead, and I will chat with you soon. Take care.